Chinese authorities have decided to beef up targeted assistance for small business and people in need amid efforts to address challenges in the economy. The remarks were made at a State Council executive meeting yesterday, chaired by Premier Li Keqiang. It was decided that people living in poverty will be prioritized when it comes to decisions for the construction of major national projects. The meeting also called for adopting supportive measures, including microloans with discounted interest and skills training for vulnerable labor forces. China sent 4 planes carrying protective equipment to Hungary as the country battles the coronavirus. The protective equipment included around 5 million face masks, 2 million gloves, testing kits, and suits. Authorities in Hungary say the equipment will be distributed to hospitals, clinics, and other health facilities. According to official figures, Hungary has reported over 2,000 coronavirus cases, with nearly 300 deaths and over 200 recoveries. A tally by Johns Hopkins University shows confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide topped 2.5 million as of Tuesday morning. Over 171,000 people have died of the disease globally. The United States recorded the most cases, reaching over 800,000, with 43,200 deaths. Spain and Italy have both recorded over 20,000 deaths. Other hard-hit countries include France, Germany, and the UK. The head of the UN World Food Programs warned of a hunger pandemic as the world is dealing with the coronavirus. David Beasley says that because of the coronavirus, an additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of this year, bringing the total to 265 million people. He says there's a real danger that more people could die from the economic impact of COVID-19 than from the virus itself. He's called for a swift and unimpeded humanitarian access to all vulnerable communities, as well as uninterrupted food supply chains. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's suspending immigration for green card seekers for 60 days. He says the move will help Americans find work again as the coronavirus has caused a surge in unemployment.
This order will only apply to individuals seeking a permanent residency. In other words, those receiving green cards, big factor, will not apply to those entering on a temporary basis.
Trump told reporters at the White House that the suspension will come into force through an executive order that he may sign later today. The U.S. Senate's approved a relief package that would increase funding for small businesses and hospitals and for coronavirus testing. The $484 billion relief package was approved on Tuesday as the pandemic has started to take a big toll on the U.S. economy. It came a day after congressional Democrats reached an agreement with the Trump administration on the relief package. According to the Senate Democratic leaders, the package will provide more than $310 billion for additional funding for the Paycheck Protection Program to boost small business lending. It will also provide $75 billion for hospitals and $25 billion for coronavirus testing. More than 700 crew members from the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier have tested positive for COVID-19. The Navy says 94% of the crew has been tested and over 3,800 crew members tested negative. 9 sailors have been hospitalized because of the disease. The U.S. Navy and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have launched an investigation into the outbreak aboard the carrier docked in Guam. A sailor aboard the aircraft carrier died of coronavirus-related complications earlier this month.